Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Great People TV. And as you can see, I have a different co-host this week. I have the one and only Sylvia Friedman. Sylvia, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be here.
Absolutely. You look fantastic. And the topic is also a fantastic topic. Everybody needs a boost. And we're talking about Janine Ellis, who is the co-founder of Boost Juice. Yes, I'm sure all of you, especially in Southeast Asia, are very, very familiar with your Boost Juice. I like the strawberry protein brekkie, and that's a really good drink to give you a lot of energy and a big boost every day. So we're going to, without further ado, let's introduce Janine. How are you, Janine?
How are you going? Very well.
Hi, not bad. Yourself?
Good.
All right. Well, it's a very interesting topic. You look all boosted up, and we're going to talk about Boost Juice today. It's making a lot of impact here in Southeast Asia. But before we talk about the Boost Juice business, can you just tell us about Janine, the individual, first before you became an entrepreneur? Because according to my research, according to what I've read, you were a gym instructor, you were a model, you were in the entertainment industry. You had this all-around hustle energy before you started the Boost Juice business. So tell us about that, Janine.
Oh, look, I think when you get to my age, you tend to have a long list of things that you've done in your life. And I think that there's never a time when you're in a career and that is your career forever. But, you know, Boost we've been doing for now 22 years. Prior to that, I, as you said, I've done everything from, you know, running a gym to being on a stewardess of a boat in the south of France for David Bowie, you know, so all sorts of jobs that you do when you're a young person having adventures.
Yeah, so right. Janine, you're a modern-day superwoman. You have it all. You're doing it all. I personally love Boost Juice whenever I'm in Singapore. That's my go-to drink. So how did you come up with that idea of Boost Juice? And, you know, it's really caught fire in Southeast Asia. But can you walk us through, like, how did that idea come about?
Look, the idea comes up about with, like, many, many ideas with, wouldn't it be good if, you know, and mine was, wouldn't it be good if I could create a product that could do retailing differently and could help people get more fruit and vegetables in their diet. And so, you know, with that concept of, and also, but really deliver on an experience with a smile. And I think that, you know, certainly, you know, our partners in Malaysia and Singapore have done that in spades. You know, Nick and Soraya, who are the owners of the business in these markets, have done an incredible job delivering on our vision of Boost Juice in Asia. And as you said, you know, you can get a smoothie all over the place.
Ben, do you want to ask about the challenges in getting the business off the ground? Or Janine, you tell us about the milestones?
I was lagging. Yeah, sorry, I was lagging for a little bit. I think my computer needs a Boost Juice strawberry brekkie protein. So, but thanks, Sylvia, for saving me right there. But basically, Janine, every business, it goes through a lot of challenges and milestones, as I like to say. But what were some of the challenges in getting the Boost Juice business up and running when you first started it, and even some of the challenges today?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, there's no such thing as business without challenges. You know, we've all lived all over the world, the challenges that we've had in the last 2 years through COVID and the world pandemic, and many of the businesses didn't have a plan for how to deal with that. And so a lot of us were just sort of winging it. But, you know, look, there's no question that every single business has challenges, whether it's financial, whether it's getting great people, whether it's processes. But at the end of the day, there's not one thing that's gone wrong or a challenge that has occurred that hasn't ended up being a positive. And so even when I look at all the things that have gone wrong, and there is many, when you sit down and you look at it in hindsight, you realize that without those challenges, then the business wouldn't be where it is today. And I think that's relevant in life too. I think that we go through trauma in our own life, whether it's a broken relationship or illness or whatever it is. And then it's only in hindsight you look and go, God, thank goodness that happened because I'm now here. And we are the sum of all the things that we do, not one thing. So in actual fact, it's a really hard question to answer because all the negatives, and you know, including COVID, have actually made us, or made me and the business, you know, strong and resilient.
Right. No, nice. And go ahead, Sylvia. Go ahead.
Janine, did you have a role model, a woman entrepreneurial role model for you to look to, or did you find yourself blazing your own trail?
There wasn't a lot. I mean, when I started Boost, you know, I had three little children. I had one child who was 7 months, one who was 2 years, and one who was five. And there certainly wasn't any time to think about getting out there and networking. It was just sort of basically hanging on for the ride, running a business and trying to be the best mother I could be, which I think I failed in all of those areas at different times. So I think that so there really wasn't necessarily a role model. I have in my time, you know, if I've had a particular problem that I needed to solve, I would ring someone who I felt was an expert in that field and buy them a coffee or buy them a lunch and I'd sit down there with my pen and paper and I would suck them dry with all the information they possibly could have to make sure that I could try and get some information to make the best decision I could for that business, the problem that I had at the time. So, and there was many. It was men and women. You know, there's a big business here called Baker's Delight, who there's a lady called Leslie Gillespie, who she was a great resource for me. Equally, there was it's a business called Flight Center, and a gentleman by Jeff Harris, who also was a good sounding board. But I think we all need our sounding boards. You know, and I'm fortunate enough to, co-founded the business with Jeff Alice, and he was, again, my husband, who was, again, another great yin to my yang. And I think, you know, no one can create anything on their own, and you do need a team of people. And so I was very lucky to make sure I had great people around me.
Nice. And just I don't have too many more questions, but I've got one major question to ask. And I always ask this to all entrepreneurs. It's called the M&M effect. It's not the chocolate, but it's called the milestone and mistake. And I don't like that word mistake, but it is what it is. But can you just leave us with one milestone and one mistake? Like you spoke about mistakes earlier, that it could be technical, it could be maybe people management, but it made you a better entrepreneur. It improved the business. It got you more profits. It just improved the way things were done. And yeah, so one M for each.
Look, milestone, there's been many. You know, our first foray into international markets, our first foray into various states. So, you know, the milestones have come in all sorts of formats. I think one thing I would, to your question about one of the things that have helped is making sure people are accountable for their areas, because what you find is that if you have expenses, it becomes a black vortex of just expenses that money goes in. So making people accountable for everything they do and having really strong budgets to ensure that they get rewarded for doing, you know, great work. Mistakes, as I said, I can't claim one, because there's mistakes are many, but all of the mistakes without exception have helped us build the business we have. And I think that people get caught up in, when they think go wrong, they beat themselves up about, you know, they made this mistake and they should have done it better. And I think you do. You do mistakes and you sit down, you reflect on what could have I done different, what did I learn, and how in the future can I make a change to ensure that that mistake is never done again. And sometimes, you know, mistakes are out of your hands as well. So I think for me, mistakes are part of learning. I think there's something called a Irish wake. And when you get things wrong, you basically sit down and you have a look at it. You look at it from every angle and you move forward. So mistakes are part of business. So when people think of mistakes as a negative connotation, I think people need to realize that in actual fact, if you're not making mistakes, you're not trying hard enough.
Janine, I'm in awe of you. You're my role model. I mean, you have it all. Oh. You're gorgeous. You really are. I mean, you're statuesque. You're, you know, so stunning. I mean, you have it all. What is your secret sauce? And can women have it all?
Look, I think the secret sauce is humor, right? Because you know what? Things go wrong all the time. You know, I think the one thing, if I tell my kids one thing that they need to get right is the people they have around you, you know. So if you've got a partner, you know, make sure that partner's the right partner, because you know what? As I said before, you know, mistakes happen, things go wrong all the time, but you need that person to be able to, you know, fall into their arms and then tell you it's okay, or because it's not going to be dandy. A life is a life of ups and downs. And so, you know, I think making sure you're surrounded by those people that love you. You know, the only time I really truly feel like I'm a true success is I sit in front of my four kids and my husband, we're playing cards and we're laughing and we're having a great time. That's when I go, yep, I've got that right. Because, you know, there's no question that, you know, my husband, you know, he's a full-on executive and an entrepreneur, and we both are really hardworking business people. And there was times when things did go pear-shaped with the kids and I'd forget to pick them up or forgot to take them to the school uniform in the right uniform. I mean, but I think at the end of the day, you've just got to be kind to yourself. You know what? It's okay to get things wrong. It's okay to be flawed. It's okay. I think that people get too hard on themselves. And, you know, I truly believe that I am a better woman because I work, because I love to work. And so if I'm a happier woman, then I'm a better mother, better wife, better person to myself. So I think that if you can find peace with yourself. And you know what? The other thing is, it's not hard. You know, do exercise every day, eat really well, don't drink too much, you know, but enjoy your life. I think at the end of the day, I think that's the secret to life is laughing too.
Wow. Rich wisdom. And that's your fountain of youth. My last question is, what's next? I mean, you have the world at your feet. You could be a Hollywood actress, really star in a, you know, in a movie or be on the cover of Vogue. I mean, you have everything. Is there anything else you want to conquer now that you have enough to retire on?
God, I love you. I feel like if I have had any doubt, I feel really great after this interview. What I want to be when I grow up.
That's why I brought her on.
Yeah. I'm in awe.
Look, I think at the end of the day, you know, we've got many, many different journeys in our life. You know, I'm really enjoying my work that I'm doing with the UN for refugees. I'm on the board of Sea Shepherd, so really I love to get into the ocean every day, so I'm a passionate person about the ocean and the animals in the ocean. With regard to the business, you know, it's the constant challenge of making sure it's the best version of the business we can always do. So, you know, I think that what I want to be when I grow up, I haven't worked it out yet, but I think that I'm really excited for the adventure.
Wow. And we're excited to see what you're going to do next. And hopefully you'll be back. But really, I'm fangirling right now. I don't know about you, Ben, but she's like my role model.
Yeah, I don't need a boost just today. I've got this interview right here, so it's all good. So
my job is done.
Yep. You're, no wonder you're so successful. But final question, Janine, before we call it a day. It's been a great interview and a great discussion. But I'm going to roll two questions into one. The first question is, can you tease our audience what next for you and the Boost Juice business? Is doing very, very well. But I know you're a type of person that likes to rest on your laurels, as most Aussies would say. And the second part of that question is, where can people find some more information about Boost? And, you know, not just as a consumer, because I know you all use the franchise model. If they want to be part of the business, where can they go to get more information?
I think you can look, it's always online. You know, if you go to Retail Zoo or you go to Boost Juice Spas, you know, it's online. Where to from here? You know, Nick and Soraya, who are the partners that we have in Asia, are doing an incredible job with growth. And so, you know, watch this space. You know, Boost is already the leading juice bar in the world, and it will continue to be that. And for me, you know, who knows? I don't know if you're aware. I actually have a book out there. So if you can Google Janine Ellis, the Accidental Entrepreneur, if you'd like to download that, you can. If you want more information, or you know, I don't know if you've there's a couple of TV shows that I'm doing. If you want to sort of get onto those, there's Shark Tank and there's Survivor and Celebrity Apprentice, which if you want to have a bit of fun, they're always nice and good fun. But look, at the end of the day, I love Asia. I worked in Singapore for many years and I've been to Malaysia. So love that part of the world. It's great for diving. It's just so special. So you're very lucky to live where you do.
Fantastic. Such grace and poise. Thank you so much, Janine. I'm going to download your book after this interview. Thank you.
My pleasure. Really lovely to meet you guys.
Yeah, fantastic discussion, Janine. You're amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. We'll watch all your spaces, Shark Tank and the Boost Juice business and other things as well. Janine Ellis, you are an inspiration. You give everybody a boost. Have a fantastic day. And thank you so much on behalf of Great People TV.
Wow.
That's a great boost right there.
Yeah, she's amazing. And she has every beauty, poise, grace, elegance, strong body. I mean, she has it all. And I think she'll be very famous in the days to come.
Well, she's already very famous on LinkedIn and she's a huge icon in Australia. So we're very privileged and lucky to have her. Yeah. So look, everyone, that's the end of our discussion here today. Don't forget to follow, like, and support Great People TV on our YouTube, on our Facebook, on our Instagram, and our LinkedIn. And Sylvia, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us. You just perk up the interview really, really well, as does Hannah. So yeah, anybody, if you want to give us comments about Great People TV, please do so. We are very, very open and we are very positive all the time because your comments drive us to become better and hopefully one day we can become great, just like our guests and just like my co-host right here. So Sylvia, any last comments before we call it a day?
No, I'm very inspired by Janine and I think world domination is probably next for her, and it's an honor to be here with you, Ben. You're hilarious and charismatic as always. So thank you so much.
So, yes, thank you so much, Sylvia. On behalf of Sylvia, myself, Ben Ibrahim, and everybody here at Great People TV, everyone, take it easy and we'll catch you on our next episode of Great People TV. Bye.